May 31st. Every scrap of paper has gone, and with it all my notes and my letter of credit. In fact, all that might be useful to me were I once outside the castle. I heard without a cracking of whips and pounding of horses' feet. I hurried to the window and saw drive into the yard two great wagons which carried large square boxes with handles of thick rope. These were evidently empty by the ease with which the Slovaks handled them. My door was fastened on the outside, so I ran to the window and cried to them. They looked up at me stupidly and pointed and laughed. No effort of mine, no piteous cry or agonized entreaty would make them even look at me. June 24. The Shigani are quartered somewhere in the castle and are doing work of some kind. I know it, for now and then I hear a muffled sound as of mattock and spade. I heard something in the Count's room, like a sharp wail quickly suppressed, and then there was silence, deep, awful silence. I tried the door, but I was locked in my prison and could do nothing. As I sat, I heard an agonized cry emanating from the courtyard below. I rushed to the window and peered out between the bars. There was a woman with disheveled hair, holding her hands over her heart as one distressed from running. When she saw my face, she threw herself forward and shouted, "Monster, give me my child!" She threw herself on her knees, tore her hair and beat her breast, and abandoned herself to all the violences of extravagant emotion. Somewhere high overhead, I heard the voice of the Count calling in his harsh, metallic whisper. His call seemed to be answered from far and wide by the howling of wolves. Before many minutes had passed, a pack of them poured through the wide entrance into the courtyard. There was no cry from the woman, and the howling of the wolves was but short. Before long, they streamed away singly, licking their lips. I could not pity her, for I knew now what had become of her child, and she was better dead. I have not yet seen the Count in the daylight. Can it be that he sleeps when others wake, that he may be awake whilst they sleep? I determined that if death came, he should find me ready. I have seen him crawl from his window. I shall do the same and gain entry to his quarters.